With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Get ready for an early blast of summer heat. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison says a heat wave will grip major parts of the country this week.
In the southwest, I mean, the temperatures are certainly going to be in the triple digits down through there as we go through the week. And even areas of the Midwest, and especially going into parts of the northeast here, are going to be looking at temperatures well into the 90s. A few locations could even be locally approaching 100 degrees.
And with the humidity, he says the heat index will be even higher, especially in the east. In the west, fire crews are battling a blaze in mountains north of Los Angeles. It's L.A. County's first major wildfire of the year. Kenichi Haskett is with L.A. County Fire.
It has doubled in size. We had very strong gusts and winds. Some of the gusts, ridge tops, were reaching over 50 miles an hour. So that the wind out of the north pushed the fire south towards Lake Pyramid.
Officials have warned nearby residents to be prepared to leave. Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden campaign is starting to focus on Donald Trump's New York felony conviction. Joe Biden's reelection team has launched a new ad focusing on the first ever presidential conviction. It's a push to make Trump's legal problems an election year issue. The advertising blitz comes ahead of the first presidential debate in Atlanta next week. Trump's campaign, though, says the contrast between the two candidates will be very clear on the debate stage. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is scheduled to sign an executive order today issuing 175,000 pardons for low-level marijuana convictions affecting some 100,000 people. This is SRN News. A new look at religious freedom in an unexpected place. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Everyone knows of the awful persecution being applied to Christians in places such as North Korea or Iran, but the Family Research Council's Center for Religious Liberty has been looking at violations of religious freedom in Western countries. The FRC's new report finds nearly 170 incidents carried out against Christians over just the last 3 years. They include fines for public prayer and pandemic church closures, and the U.S. tops the list. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Deadlines are coming up between now and July 5th in five states where advocates are trying to gather enough voters' signatures to put abortion-related questions on November's election ballots. Measures that would enshrine abortion in state constitutions are already on the ballot in four states, and officials in two more are checking whether the petitions submitted are valid. This is SRN News. In a campaign push, it's not what British Prime Minister Sunak wants to hear.
The country's economy failed to grow in April. It's a blow to Mr. Sunak, who has made the return of growth a central pillar of the Conservative Party's election campaign. The UK's Office for National Statistics says wet weather dampened consumer spending and construction during the month. The flat monthly reading came after a 0.6% increase during the first quarter of the year.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. China's central bank kept a key lending rate unchanged today, choosing not to loosen credit as data for May showed signs of persisting weakness in the world's number two economies, manufacturing and real estate sectors. The government in China reported the factory output fell 5.5% in May from the year before. More details at SRNnews.com.